This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary Marcelo Ebrard has told a cheering crowd near the U.S. border that his country emerged from high-stakes talks over U.S. tariffs with its dignity intact. Ebrard made the remark at a special event in Tijuana, organized originally to show solidarity if President Trump's 5% tariffs went into effect. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
In a joint declaration with Mexico, the State Department says the U.S. will immediately expand a program that returns asylum seekers to Mexico while their claims are under review. In addition, Mexico has agreed to deploy its National Guard throughout the country, especially on its southern border with Guatemala.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador pledged that the deal would protect the human rights of migrants and maintain friendly ties with the U.S. Hundreds of thousands of protesters marched on the streets of central Hong Kong Sunday, showing their dislike for a proposed law that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges, sparking the biggest public backlash against the city's pro-Beijing leadership in years. The bill was fast-tracked through the city's legislature and is expected to receive a second reading on Wednesday. Government officials hope it will win approval by the end of June. Opponents say they do not think China's legal system would guarantee the same rights to defendants as they would have in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. China is creating a system to protect its technology, according to state media, as the U.S. restricts the access of Chinese companies to American technology in a spiraling trade dispute. The system will reportedly build a strong firewall to strengthen the nation's ability to innovate and accelerate the development of key technologies. Xinhua says the aim is to forestall and diffuse national security risks more effectively. This is VOA News. Shops are closed and streets are empty across Sudan's capital on the first day of a general strike called for by protest leaders demanding the resignation of the ruling military council. The Sudanese Professionals Association had called on people to stay home Sunday in protest of the military's deadly crackdown last week when security forces violently dispersed the group's main sit-in outside the military headquarters in Khartoum. The SPA spearheaded months of mass protests that led to the military overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in April and had called on people to remain in the streets until a full handover of power to civilians. The group posted photos it said were of an empty Khartoum International Airport. It says airport workers and pilots are taking part in the civil disobedience. Police across Kazakhstan have detained dozens of protesters as the country holds a snap presidential election, with the chosen successor of authoritarian ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev expected to win easily. More than 100 protesters were detained in Kazakhstan's largest city of Almaty as they were calling for a boycott of the election, in which Kasym Jomart Tokayev is running against six government-approved candidates. There are several issues that the new president will need to work on, including social welfare and reforms in healthcare and education. However, analysts like Zhanabek Arnayov at the Institute of World Economics and Politics in Kazakhstan believe the most crucial challenge will be dealing with the country's economic struggles.
Oil price decreases, and given this geo-economic situation around Kazakhstan, around neighbors of Kazakhstan, so for instance, sanctions against Russia, trade wars between the United States and China, and all these processes, the external environment has direct influence to the economic situation in Kazakhstan.
Bhutan has taken a step toward becoming the latest South Asian nation to decriminalize homosexuality. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Thousands of Venezuelans crossed into Colombia Saturday to buy food and medicine after President Nicolas Maduro reopened the border between the countries that had been shut down for the past 4 months. A flood of people seized the opportunity to secure items that are all but unobtainable in Venezuela. The borders were closed in February. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.